Blog Talk Radio.
Do you think we need a second inauguration for Trump being that the Democrats didn't recognize the first one? Or should we all go back home to Indiana?
Back home again in Indiana, and it seems that I can't see the gleaming candlelight still shining bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends all its fragrance through the fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I dream about my Indiana home. Fields I used to roam. When the moon is shining brightly on the Wabash, I miss my Indiana home.
Play this one for the boys that are working on the roof tonight.
Tiene una pena, dicen que tiene una pena que la hace llorar. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permite la quieran consolar. Pasa luciendo su real majestad, pasa camina los míos sin verlos jamás. La Virginia tiene pena y dolor. La Virginia no conoce el amor. Altanera, preciosa y orgullosa, no permite ni la quieran consolar. Dicen que alguien ya vino y se fue, dicen que pasa las noches llorando por él. ¡Mi mariachi!
Getting a CAT scan today. You know, you go into that tube and you get claustrophobia and you're thinking of things to keep your mind off of that circulating tube. And I started to recall the names of all my grammar school fellow students. Life is short, folks. Make the most of it. There's an Irish saying, treat every day as if it's your last, and one day you'll be right.
The sunset in the summertime.
darling, I love you. These are the things I love.
These are the things I love.
I follow a linseed graham cracker from time to time. I have bad feelings about this guy. And I know he was a lieutenant at JG, or maybe even a major or a colonel in the reserves. And I often wondered, if some poor private came up before him in a court martial, would he cut him some slack? And I don't think so. And I'm a pretty good judge of judges. Lindsey Graham, a cracker, is the biggest Judas of South Carolina ever played on the USA. I am ashamed for South Carolina that they substituted a Francis Marion, the swamp fox, for a swamp rat. The first time I caught Lindsey Graham, John McCain stopped short and Lindsey broke his nose. Lindsey's nose. And at that time, I classified him as McCain's T-boy. He was hitching his wagon to McCain's star. But then McCain self-destructed by not supporting the leader of the free world. And now McCain is sick. And all of a sudden, Lindsey Graham has distanced himself from McCain. But what got me, and you didn't catch this, but I did, there was a press conference, and it was, I think it was in the Congress, and President Trump told everybody that he was going to start negotiations with Kim Il-nook, and everybody went wild, and they cheered him, and as soon as Trump stepped down, Lindsey Graham stepped up and started to threaten Kim Il-nook. He's a ham, and he's not even cooked. He's a real ham. Now, there was a vote that the communists called for, and the vote was to make sure Mueller could not be fired by the president. And it passed. The law passed that Mueller could not be fired by the president. And there were four Republicans who voted with the communists. Had the four Republicans voted with Trump and the Trumpeteers, they would have beat the communists by one. And who were the four? Tom Tillis, who is now in the outhouse. Lindsey Graham cracker, and the one that surprised me and you got to keep an eye on is Chuck Grassley. He says all the right words, but then when the vote comes around, he does a stage left. And Jeff Flake, we all know about the Flake man. He's going. But Graham cracker is trying to position himself for a position of power. Don't let him have it. He's going to be two Paul Rhinos and one Match McConnell. Message to the communist Democrats. Better stop Jim Crowing about Uncle Toms. It's an honor to be called an Uncle Tom. He was a big, strong slave who took a whipping to save a black woman's life. The rule was, if you cannot pick a full bag of cotton, you got a horse whipping. Uncle Tom saw a sick black slave girl about to be whipped to death for not filling the bag. Uncle Tom gave her his bag and turned in hers as his. Greater love hath no man that he laid down his life for a friend. Uncle Tom was Christ-like. Kanye, baby, and go gospel. Rap for Jesus. Become the apostle of freedom. Your new friend in America, Uncle Tom. then we're going to play This Old Heart. Okay, we're back. Okay, we're boycotting Soviet football. And my subject is the boycott of Soviet football is only going to get worse. The KKK ruined the game. The communist Kaepernick and kneecappers lost 10% of the fans in 2017. They're going to lose 20% in 2018 and then 30% when the competition takes the field. Is it Vince McMahon who's going to bring patriotism back to football? Patriotism back to football? Under certain circumstances, he could pull 50% if he does everything right. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet yell, or the land of the free who boycotted the NFL. Hey, communist Democrats, you got any new abortion jokes? And now we're going to talk about... Let me see. We're going to talk about two love ways.
Yeah, we're rolling.
Okay.
Quiet, boys. Hey,
Charlie. Just you know why. Why you and I will by and by know true love ways. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and just you and I know true love ways. Throughout the day, our true love ways will bring us joys to share with those who really care. Sometimes we'll sigh, sometimes we'll cry, and we'll know why just you and I know true love was.
I guess you heard by now about the Bill Clinton Loretta Lynch affair. Yeah, it wasn't about politics. It was about love. He could not take his good eye off of her. He followed her around the world. Finally, his taxpayer plane pulled up next to her taxpayer plane. He tiptoed up the gangway and they partied. Pilot reports the first dance number was Shake the Biggest Booty I Ever Saw. Then they played Hitler's favorite Russian payoff tune, Stand By My Uranium Mine. Like CNN says, more lies at 11. The number one tactic of the Democrat Communist Party is assassination by ridicule. The dope-dealing, baby-killing, flag-burning, race-exploiting party of death skewered sweet General Sarah at the Stalin rally a Saturday night. And they tore her up, and she was all by herself, and they bullied her. They bullied her and told abortion jokes. Yeah. And then I watched her giving a news conference today, 5-3, at around 2:30. And they just, the same crew, the same commies, all sitting up front. I wish I could have been there with a flamethrower. Next, who wants to get roasted? You want to roast somebody? Yeah. Sarah took the beating. Sarah, you know what you got to do? Only one question. Only one question per termite. Do not let them do follow-ups, because they're all pre-rehearsed. They're all pre-planned. Each one leads off to the other one with other more derogatory questions. They're no good. They're all rats. And they're from all the networks. And I'll tell you, who, John Roberts from Fox, he's no good either. He holds his hate back, but you can see it sometimes. The venom overflows from his venom cup. And there's another one, Major Garrett, who used to work for Fox and was a pretty fair and impartial reporter. He's turned rat, too. I guess when you get in with the rat pack, you start to get addicted to cheese. It's really sad. It's not like Twilight time.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. It's twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will fill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath. In the sweet and same way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last, at twilight time.
You ever hear the expression, what goes around comes around? Good and evil. We've been going downhill since the 60s. I told you, the first monument they took down was the Ten Commandments. The Democrats, all they had to do was take the word not out. Thou shalt kill. Thou shalt commit adultery. They didn't have to take it down. Now there's no love. Everybody's out there, they're looking for love. Thank you. Until the day you die, you gotta have dreams.
To dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the Cinea, to reach the unreachable.
Left is precious memories.
Precious memories, unseen angels
sent from somewhere to my soul.
How they linger ever near me,
and the sacred past unfold. Precious memories, how they linger
Next one's dedicated to the man that made it all possible.
Behold the cross on which was hung life's very Lord, God's darling one, Mary's own babe, so cold and so still, helpless before her on Calvary.
Thank you. When you dance, be sure to hold her tight. When you dance, you'll squeeze her, yeah, with all your might. Such a thrill. Oh, when she's close to you, well,
hold her tight.
When you dance.
When you dance.
show for tonight, folks. And we will close with one more number as soon as we can get rolling here. What the show I was going to upload tonight, I forgot. And when I tried to upload it during the show I was doing, it wouldn't let me. So we'll save that for the next time we rendezvous. And in the meantime, love your country, because there's a lot of people that want to take it away from you. It's the most precious gift you will ever get. And if you take it for granted, somebody will take it away from you. And never forget, we didn't get here by accident. And we're the youngest kids on the block. We're only 250 years old. And all the great civilizations before us are now broke. They're short on cash. So, a couple of things Donald Trump could do. He could raise the minimum Social Security by $1,000 a month and help those old-timers who won World War II to save you from extinction. You should give everybody that's over 65 a thank you. And here's a little tip. You got uncles and grandpas and grandmas. They've got a whole wealth of experience that you will never learn unless they tell you about it. Get them talking about when they were your age. Get your eyes opened. Okay, so here we go. I'm looking for the number one tune in the USA. Do you know what the second choice for the Star Spangled Banner was? I mean, the national anthem. Do you know what this second choice was? The battle hymn of the Republic. Could you see the ACLU going nuts when they hear everybody in the country singing, "Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord"? Love your country, because it's all you got. Thank you, greater generations. Listen to the ocean's roar. Every scratch is 8,000 Americans who died. keeps you safe.